That movie is so amazing. I love that movie so much. It's so beautiful. Seriously, if I had magic powers, I think I would just go through the screen and live inside of there for the rest of my life. Yes, of course you would come with me. You know how I get without you. Besides, I'd feel way too self-conscious to ask a cartoon character to open jars and kill spiders for me. Actually, kill all bugs for me. Babe, did you know that you're amazing? Genuinely amazing. I mean, your self-deprecation is very cute. It's adorable. But I really hope that you're only joking. I hope you actually know just how special you are, in general and to me. I can't help it, you are. You know I wouldn't be saying it if I didn't mean it. You do so many wonderful little things for me and they add up, you know. Well, for one, you let me cuddle my whole body into you like this. And kiss you like this. And give you really big squeezes like this. Let's see. When I get cranky because I haven't eaten in like 30 minutes, you always have a snack ready. Always. I don't even have to ask you. You let me warm my cold feet up on your very warm and furnace-like body. You laugh at all of my goofy little puns and jokes, and God knows I make a lot of them. You always manage to sneak the cutest little mushy love notes into my purse before I leave. I'm gonna catch you doing it one of these days. I still don't know how you do it. And you don't mind if I act like a kitten and climb around you and rub my face into you and nibble on you. And you always let me sleep on the comfiest pillow, even if it's your favorite. You're great. You're amazing, even the way you look at me. Your whole face softens and there's a little twinkle in your eye and it makes me feel so special, so loved. Do you even know how amazing and rare it is to find someone who can make you feel like that? You, my friend, are clever and thoughtful and beautiful in ways that I could have not ever imagined. And I don't care if I'm being annoying because it's true. 110%. You know that I'll brag about you in front of you, to my friends, my family, even if you have that cute little embarrassed look on your face that you do right now. But I don't do that to prove a point or make my life seem better than it is. I do it because I really do love you. That's honestly how I feel. It's real. I feel supremely lucky that I get to spend my life with you and soak up all of your love. It's all mine. You are all mine. Come here.
I don't ever want to stop kissing you.
You know, my kisses are special, right? Because they mark you as my property.
Please don't ever stop kissing me. Or stop letting me kiss you.
They're full of vitamins and nutrients.
And they surround you with a magical force field that keeps you safe. I don't even really want to do this. This is just strictly for your protection. It's protocol. It can't be helped.
I know I'm silly. You bring out my silly side. I was much more serious before I met you. Yeah, well, at least in public. But I feel comfortable around you. I can be myself and not have to worry about being judged or feeling insecure. Thank you for that. For making me feel safe. Being around you helps give me the confidence to be myself, to be me, to be who I am. I really do wish that you could see yourself the way that I see you. I wish that every time you felt down on yourself, that I could be there to remind you of how great you really are, of how truly important that you are to me. You know, one of these days I'm gonna invent an app that just lets me transmit all of my love and affection directly into you at a specific time every hour. And I won't have to give you these long, overflowing, mushy monologues that you pretend to hate. But until then, the best I can do is use my words and my lips and my feminine wiles. How about I make some dessert? I have a sweet tooth, and it's not always just for you. I love you too.